The Situation Room was far more cramped than the media images portrayed, but the old mahogany walls had been replaced by high-tech whisper walls, and the 6 embedded flat screens ensured the president and his advisors could access encrypted video communications with other leaders and generals around the world. A CCTV camera, located in amongst the dome lighting in the roof, enabled the president's Secret Service detachment to monitor proceedings from outside the room. "Mr. President, if I can direct your attention to the screen on the far wall, we have a recording of an address Caliph Abu Muhammad al-Rahman made just minutes ago." Lester Metcalf, the burly 4-star Air Force general and director of national intelligence, nodded to his aide, and the screen came to life, showing a bearded al-Rahman wearing a black turban. The Caliph was speaking from behind a stone balustrade, the top of which was covered in snow. Travers's eyes narrowed, and he glared at the self-styled leader of the Sunni jihadist Islamic State.
"I have a message for you, infidels," the Caliph began in an ominous tone. "It's a message that comes directly from Allah and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We will shortly be in possession of nuclear warheads, and if you do not immediately cease your operations against us in Iraq and Syria and other parts of the world, your cities will be reduced to smoking radioactive rubble. The President of the United States is weak and unpopular. Your Western civilizations have sunk into the depths of depravity. Your politicians are corrupt. Your banks are corrupt. Your entire society is corrupt. But inshallah, now you have an opportunity to reform." And with that, the screen went blank. McNamara observed the president with a growing sense of unease. Travers's face had reddened alarmingly.
"Who the hell does he think he is?" President Travers exploded in fury. "Where was that broadcast made?"
The Secretary of Defense raised an eyebrow toward the Secretary of State. This was not the first tirade they had witnessed, and an uncomfortable silence descended on the Security Council. Tom McNamara thought hard before he broke it. In the past, the CIA and other agencies had learned to their cost that this president had little understanding of the workings of the intelligence community and scant regard for endangering the sources of top-secret information. At the very time this meeting had got underway, McNamara knew that his leading field agent, Curtis O'Connor, and elements of SEAL Team 6 were preparing to launch an airborne assault on an ancient castle in the snow-capped Caucasus Mountains in Georgia, not far from that country's northern border with Chechnya, a republic of Russia. But he also knew that O'Connor and his men were after something far more critical than Caliph al-Rahman. The capture or assassination of the Caliph was only a secondary target, but because this president and his staff could not be trusted to keep the operation on a strict need-to-know basis, McNamara had put it into a black compartment. The only other person in the room who was aware of Operation Caucasus was General Reed, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
"We believe that video was made in the Pankisi Gorge in Georgia," said McNamara, finally breaking the silence with the barest information. "But we have yet to confirm that from another source."
"What do you mean, another source?" Travers rasped.
"Mr. President, we have a tried and tested system for grading intelligence, and it's one that has served us well for many decades,"
McNamara responded evenly.
"We rate our sources from A, meaning a history of complete reliability, down to F, meaning we can't judge it. Those ratings are further refined with ratings for the reliability of the information itself. 1 means confirmed through to 6, where again, we can't make a judgment. The current report on the ISIS Caliph has been graded B2, meaning it's from a usually reliable source and it's probably true, but until we can confirm the information from a second source, we need to tread carefully."
"That's the problem with you intelligence bureaucrats. You always tread carefully," Travers fumed. "But I'm here to tell you the American people have had it up to here with your pussyfooting delays."
The president slammed his fist onto the mahogany table.
"I'm here to tell you that President Bedford Travers is a man of action, and it's action I'm going to take. Now, where in the Pankisi Gorge exactly is this so-called caliph?"
"Again, we're not sure, Mr. President," said McNamara, maintaining his